All right. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. So honored to keep doing this. It's so much fun to see your excitement, and I love connecting with you. It's amazing. I'll talk about that today and how I prepare for the shows, and how you're an incredible part of it. And first, I'll start off with a couple words from some of our favorite musicians, we assume. This is called Territories. This song and poetry, I would assume, is a story too. And I'm a very big fan of watching musicians tell a heart-based story. And the words go like this. I see the middle kingdom between heaven and earth, like the Chinese call the country of their birth. We all figure out that our homes are set above other people than the ones we know and love. In every place with a name, they play the same territorial game, hiding behind the lines, sending up warning signs. The whole wide world, an endless universe. Yet we keep looking through the eyeglass in reverse. Don't feed the people, but we feed the machines. Can't really feel what international means. In different circles, we keep holding our ground. In different circles, we keep spinning around, round and round and round. We see so many tribes overrun and undermined with their invaders' dreams of land they have left behind. Better people, better food, and better beer. Why move around the world when Eden was so near? The bosses get talking so tough, and if that wasn't evil enough, we get the drunken and passionate pride of the citizens along for the ride. The whole wild world, an endless universe, yet we keep looking through the eyeglass in reverse. Don't feed the people, but we feed the machines. Can't really feel what international means. In different circles, we keep holding our ground. In different circles, we keep spinning round and round and round. They shoot without shame in the name of a piece of dirt for a change of accent or the color of your shirt. Better the pride that resides in a citizen of the world than the pride that divides when a colorful rag is unfurled. The whole wild world, an endless universe. Yet we keep looking through the eyeglass in reverse. Don't feed the people, but we feed the machines. Can't really feel what international means. In different circles, we keep holding our ground. In different circles, we keep spinning around. Round and round and round. And that is the lyrics to a song called Territories by Rush. That's very prominent for us because one of the PRQ team members is the former and current drummer of Rush, known as Neil Peart. So to have that consciousness next to me at my beckon is a privilege and an honor. Incredible words you'll find in all of those songs and or brutal honesty. Thank you for joining me, my loved ones. I'll touch on what I'm going to work on today with you, play with you today. It's so fun to hear all those callers call in and say, you know what, you're different. I got a haircut. So today on Inspired the Q, you'll see how well I do because we've got three more hours to go here. Brief talk about inner peace. The internet, the querying process, and so forth. I'll touch on nostalgia, how it works with inside this type of human, and so forth, and how the PRQ team is practicing general communication. Experiences in the cities. We touched on it last hour, but yeah, Comedy with the Mermaid is going to be in there too at some point. And let's see, translating knowledge and how it's increasing. I talk about walking in the woods, and the book is better than the movie. Talk about, would the light market the light? Surveillance examples. I'll probably skip on that one. We've got enough of that, don't we? Potential for us talking about how we shouldn't have to work at being positive. And the layers of individuals now and then in geographies, yeah, versus transient geographies. That one may take a few shows. Practicing working with our vortices and others' vortices and or the planet's vortices. So I'm ready to have some fun. As I mentioned, the Inspired with Q, more and more we'll get more granular because we've gotten so much work done for the people.space and so many other people coming through doing their own shows. We're starting to get a hang of what's going on here. And so I'll do my best to do deeper dives and rely on you, of course, with your emails and your conversations and your teachings. It's so incredible that we get to do this and sustain life wherever we want. And that's that. I'll start with how we prepare for the changes and prepare for this show. So although I start with most shows, I start with a model for what you have sent me in information many different ways through our collective consciousness, our collective knowledge, our collective experience. So I listen to you each and every week through your heart and then create a menu of items that is most prominent to you. That's what you just heard me read. During the show, you keep sending that information through our collectiveness. And so many times I'll mention a subject and it might change, or it'll divert because of the volume of people listening, saying, no, I really wanted to see it go that way. Well, I like to see the information go this way because it is so vast in nature. And I thank you for that and never stop. And that's the beauty of us all being at the same place, same space, the same space, if we wish. And we start getting momentum. And so thank you. So for the most part, we've all created the menu of things we're going to talk about here. And we'll start working through our collectiveness and change what comes out of my mouth. And then the knowledge that I give you and or you gave me is now delineated by you. And so we can start playing with that more and more and how to practice with our absolute endless Rolodex of files and libraries of information and knowledge, because there is no such thing as time. Space is the experience of time and space. I hope that helps. So I'll start with, I'm going to start jumping around a little bit for my own entertainment and fun, but can't wait for Comedy with the Mermaid. The Mermaid has said she'll go ahead and take calls during the PRQ, so last hour of this 3 hours. Yeah, I might see her a little bit in this show, depending on how many oysters she catches. That'll be a prerequisite for her getting on the show, because I love oysters. Anyway, the internet and querying. And this is not to standardize. Please feel the information. Take from me what feels right and doesn't feel right, and dismiss it if it's not for you, because your potential and your opportunities to be where, when, and how you want it is up to you. And if we're going to find inner peace, we have to realize that we're the one accountable. And didn't say there wasn't adversaries potentially in our choices, but it is up to us to create the inner peace for ourselves. And that's why I'd like to start with the internet real quick here and some of the impacts of our assumed reality. The internet's important to me because, if you start looking at, a corporate report or for the people.space, you can prove that disclosure's over. Somebody's not real happy about us going through the awakening process, the spiritual process, working with Jordan Maxwell and getting to hear his point of view when he would travel around the world with religious leaders and so forth. And he knew the whole time, this has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with a set of beings that are controlling religion and the narrative for humanity. And that's not what he wanted to do when he set out to understand the Bible. He went out to understand how the Bible works and why it's so prominent in so many countries and why there are so many different styles of religion and who's right, who's wrong. And of course, that led to the alien agenda, linguistics, etc. And he became a linguistic expert. So you can see how if I can control communication and history all at once and the ego, these Bibles are very, very powerful because, to this day, you're going to go to the grocery store and someone's going to be wearing a cross with is presumed to be right side up is actually upside down to steal your heart into your mind. So that's why the cross is so short on top and long on bottom. It was engineered by aliens to steal your spirit into your brain. And that's how that symbol works. And then, why don't we throw a man on there being butchered? That helps too. The internet is important to me as we move forward, because you're going to start observing something different about yourself. And certainly we tested out so many people when we call them and so forth. And how's it working? What's happening to you geographically around the world and within our own networks as well, which are all of us, of course. I'll show you a couple things why homesteading, PRQ homesteading, is so important to all of us in one way, shape, or form. And you can actually look at the legacy discoveries of architecture and engineers or anybody that's written papers on 9/11, and obviously you can't fly those types of planes at that speed, 500 feet off the deck, 300 feet off the deck, whatever the number is. So that's the easy part about somebody blew up the building, somebody demolished the buildings. It really doesn't matter how they do it, but why would you do that? Well, obviously, your RV was going to come through those buildings. Jubilee, maybe new laws were going to be implemented. Lots of reasons for getting those buildings. But from the alien point of view, you really wanted to control the next steps and the next steps and create fear. This thing's about to blow up. Something's going to come get me. Oh no, oh no, oh no, is pretty much the alien agenda in that situation, 9/11. But there's always another layer. There's always more layers. And one of those layers is geographically in North America in a place called Washington State. And you can actually see if you already had a goal to shut down America, knowing it was going to collapse due to civil unrest, how would you control the backside of the civil unrest? If you're always 10, 20 years ahead of everybody, it's really easy to make SRI a bad guy, Silicon Valley a bad guy, et cetera, and have it somewhere else while concurrently transitioning the bad guys' camp. And one of those places was Pacific Northwest in Washington State. That's why it's called Washington State. That's why their flag has a picture of George Washington on it, because that was going to be, from the bad guys' point of view, your next country that would run you and your country. And that's why the politics and the people who get into governorship, that's why you have Microsoft there. That's why you have Boeing there. That's why you have Nintendo there. I've talked endlessly about what's underground at Boeing. Guess who only manufactures the same? Yep, that's the only one it's the only game in town, right? Control air, control development of travel. And this is really just for education and awareness of why the internet is going to change in a dimensional reality for you as you go through the ascension cycle. So if I've got Amazon, Boeing, Nintendo, don't forget about Dell and the rest of the gang. They're in there. Hewlett-Packard, HP's in there. They've set up camp in there. You know, we've got Planned Parenthood was originated by the Gates family. You got Gates Foundation. Tons and tons of stuff. Weyerhaeuser. How do I take over the world if I'm a private corporation? I claim to buy all the forest. And so why does one guy get all the forests on the West Coast of America? Because he was first. That's not flying, right? So in the internet is one of those opportunities as well. And how you can start looking at the internet for modeling your ascension cycles, you can control the way you query with your heart. So that's easy for all of us to understand. But you're also going to find that the machines are going to break because you're making them sick. And so these mundane tasks of querying for how do I find a tool at Home Depot or something like that is going to get manipulated from the internet's point of view right now in the software and the IP address on the computer, so that you'll have to pick the tool that is you're directed to. Whereas before, when you had the internet, the original internet, you could use your heart to say, I need a tool. And the crystal pad would develop that for you because you already envisioned it. So that's where your new computers are going to come in. And trusting them is going to be tricky because the bad guys have one too that does the opposite, just more or less get you back on the train again. So let's take care here. I know I talked about it in the past. So the process going forward, when you go through the ascension cycle and you're in nature, on your own land, what have you, you're going to find it's going to be really tough to even look at another email ever again, another text message, because you're going to recognize that the timelines are reactive. And it's a really fun game to play with family and friends. And that is, you don't pick up their text messages. You don't pick up their emails. You just give them a call. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, hey, did you get my email? While I'm talking to them on the phone. No, what did it say? How many of us have done that? So that's how sensitive we're getting, is we don't enjoy that banter anymore, and we don't have to. And so if we would just live one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball, that'll change very quickly. Excuse me for a second. So the internet was, of course, designed to track and trace and be at one point to be of service to you. But now, you're not only are you breaking the internet, the bad guys are wanting you to see it fail for you. So it's very difficult to query. The computers are very weak now. There's a lot of reactive querying on the internet when it used to be a lot of proactive. So that you'll go on to another system. And so that's my great encouragement to you. Observe. Somebody wants you on a new money system. Somebody wants you on a new computer system, a new internet system, when you have your inner peace with you whenever you want. And so if we keep looking for something outside of ourselves, including myself, including our dialogue today, why is it that we keep looking for it? It's because we're excited. We just love it. We just love looking, and we're seal pups. We just love running around and round and round and round and just what's around the next corner. So make it playful is my suggestion, and have fun with it. Yet it's going to get trickier. You heard the gentleman talking about the Amish in Canada. They're not able to go across a Canadian border because they don't have an application. And of course, I did the same thing going into Canada a while back. And I made the airlines load me up, and they wouldn't do it. So I decided to use my special abilities and said, well, how do you guys want to go here? You're going to sell me. Never mind. I won't give you the story, but it's a good story. Nostalgia. Nostalgia, studying nostalgia, the emotion of nostalgia, the feelings of nostalgia through our epigenetics and so forth. And if they're authentic or not, where do we get nostalgia when we know we've been here a lot of times, we know we've been all over the universe a lot of times, why would one place be more favorable, as an example? Is nostalgia built into us? Do we inherit it, etc.? And in these types of bodies, it's quite clear that nostalgia is digested from our epigenetics. But that's never to dismiss our love for something or really excited about an item. Where's my thing? So ownership and title nostalgia is completely rigged. It's all rigged in your NATO. But nostalgia from your heart is favoring admiration. That is a really neat item. And the one item that I looked at was antiquities from the family. So if you had your first piece of ceramics, let's say dishware from grandma or great grandma's, and you grew up with those dishes, and by the way, you're not allowed to use them, and then finally the family dies off and you have them, you look at them, you go, wait a minute, I only like this because I wasn't allowed to use it. And grandma told me never to touch my Havlin china. You're not allowed. That's only for Christmas. Okay, so that's obviously engineered, because before you got to the planet, you didn't have any china, and you didn't use china. And you, by the way, you didn't eat, and you didn't drink. You didn't need these items. So what makes it so prominent here when we have so much nostalgia in our vehicles, in our clothes, and so forth? And so what I wanted to be of service today about is nostalgia is exclusively engineered by the ego. And ownership, title. So nostalgia is a false emotion for me, yet is extremely valuable in the point of view of admiration. Admiration is just a really fun emotion and is authentic. And that nostalgia engineering trick in our ego, in our NATO, so well done. It was designed and mapped and engineered to be just like that. Admiration and nostalgia are two. Notice one is plural and one is a thing. So suppose you could put nostalgia in plural, but you can see it's really quite obvious that if we don't have our memories back, everything to us is nostalgia, or has a component to it, or a potential component to it. Hope it's not too windy where I'm at. Anyway, I don't know anyone who doesn't like a sports car. It's somewhat nostalgic, especially the old ones. So that was engineered. I get the privilege of hanging out with a lot of kids. And why do the boys want to instantly play with the truck? Well, it's engineered in their epigenetics. Why do the girls want to play with Barbie? So, you know, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. It's been engineered. And so now you can grow nostalgic manufacturing processes, methodologies. If you're an alien controlling society, you can now implement where, why, how, time, and by the way, reinvent it over and over and over again, hundreds and hundreds of years at a time. And so most of these cycles you're seeing through the ascension process, 2,000 years, about every 100 years, you're seeing nostalgic items come through your history books, money being one of them, of course. That's why you need more pyramids on your money. So one of the things the PRQ team likes to do, next subject would be practicing with cell phones, emails, general communication, being tracked and traced and traced. Now, I'm not going to be so prominent to say that we get more attention than you all. And it is one of my job descriptions to trace out all artificial intelligence, who's controlling it, why, how it works, and so forth. And the PRQ team gets to practice, and in most cases, most of the attacks go around me and go to them, go to you. And that's why I'm a fruit loop with communication on these machines, in which used to be normal business just calling you. So you guys get the attention. They just go around me. And because I'm communicating with you, that's not an absolute. That's just been the norm so far. So taking great care when we work with you, I get to track that. And then I get to find them, and then I get to deal with it. So you'll see the communications are starting to change a little bit. And then when we get lovely callers, like our dear Aloha, it's her new name now, can't touch us, can't touch that at all. Excuse me. You cannot touch high vibrational communication. And so that's really fun to work with the PRQ team and all of you, obviously. The tracking and tracing is interesting because it's now has to be more aggressive because we're getting more aggressive. Hard to keep up with us now. So, you know, when you start seeing issues with maybe this radio show going down at times to time, and the way we get tracked when we want to go run to the Bureau of Land Management, who's there working that takes an hour to teach us to put a stamp on the right-hand corner of an envelope. All of that comes into play about the tracking and tracing and how is it done collectively? Excuse me. How do we do it collectively? We're all working and courting an outcome. How is it that the bad guy shows up right when I was about ready to get on the bus with the agenda that I was working on, or an opponent to the agenda that I was working on, and I've never met the person before? And so that's where I work predominantly now, and that's why I started with that show, those words today. So the connectivity between the galactic, we'll say it, universal, and the intrinsic, there's a time delay. And that's why you are sleeping. They get more chances while you're asleep to do, you know, tracking and tracing, basically, and participation, while concurrently making bodies that might be able to keep up with us with a dark entity into them. And very difficult for them to do. But several, as you can see, there have been some successes. We'll assume that George Bush was a real person. What if I told you George Bush is still here? So they'll jump out of the body and keep participating or attempt to participate. But when you don't have anybody making wars, starting big catalysts, and you don't believe it and you don't buy into it, and you think it's all fake, it's another dimension, another world, not very easy to keep up with us, because we're out in the back 40 having fun. And so that's what's so fun to watch with the PRQ teams, that we purposely go, can we talk freely? The answer will always be no. But then I get to see the timelines and or positioning of opposition. So fun, and then deal with it. So at some level, I am bait for you guys. so that I can see who's hiding behind the woodshed, and then we can go deal with it. So that's been really fun. Some days, it is difficult to talk about, but you know, we have lost some people that are never lost. They'll come back around. It's not a problem. But the being tracked and traced is engineered in our epigenetics to not understand the complexity of these individuals have to work really hard and are very unsuccessful when we only have peace in our life. But when you're doing a lot, you're making a lot of decisions and you're interacting with a lot of other people, it's really easy for them. They can put sequence of events. So painfully for me to say, to standardize, that is, if you do look at the movie The Matrix, that's pretty close for me, as I've spoke about in the past. So if I'm going to say to you today, let's all go to Antarctica and get to the other side of the Earth, who do you think would be waiting for us? Those kind of things. So some of the illusion, some of the misdirection that you see from us is to see if we can get them engaged, and they know the game, but it's really to get engaged with you. So sorry to be so long-winded on that, but for the most part, if I can get your ego hooked up through nostalgia, as an example, or other emotions, I can trace you instantly with your thoughts. So it's very easy. Now, who's organizing that is typically AI, yet there's still individuals that are picking their battles. They're very good at this, and their machines are very fast. They make your supercomputers look slow. But remember, you're already at a higher frequency, and they're struggling to get caught up with you. So outside of this, what I'll call a mesh network, keeping you in here in this dimension from you like the words reincarnation. I'll keep that one for now. When you reincarnate to your home planet or another planet, which I'm sure you'd like to spend more time on, those opportunities for the bad guys has been limited dramatically because the outside forces that were protecting your reincarnation trap here are all dissolved. And one of the reasons why there is such thing as a space force, the U.S. Space Force as an example, and others, is because the ones that are stuck in here and trapped in here are fleet or fight. You know, they're really, really struggling to stay in here and survive at the same time. So the ultimatums, they do not negotiate. They have no, because they know they cannot exist at the lower levels, and they know they can't exist at the higher levels, but are doing their best to do one or the other. So they don't participate in deliberation from the heart. So that's what's tricky about aliens. They just know our way or no way. And I've said it a lot. Anyway, when we watch the tracking and tracing, when we communicate with the PRQ team and with you, obviously, it is dissolving quickly because we're all identifying that when I make a decision and I telegraph it, things get a little weird or things don't turn out exactly like I thought they would. Even though I was on the opinion I was using my heart. So why am I getting chaos when I'm doing everything exactly from my heart when actually your heart doesn't have steps? So it gets obviously very tricky to explain in the English language. Today, I couldn't wait to do the show on the water's edge. And I don't see any attention on me. It's really cool. I.e. the guy mowing the lawn next door or something like that. So for the most part, the PRQ team experiences many timelines and events in the greater population of the world. And obviously, we've been traveling all over the world, understanding the world, understanding opportunities, using our heart and so forth to find these relationships. And some places are easier than others. But for the most part, I could standardize, I suppose, in cities, large cities, it's very difficult to find any people, even though I'm looking at thousands of people. And what I mean by that is we're measuring the volume of light in a person and how much knowledge they're using versus how much brain power they're using and what's utilizing that power. So when you do get abduction points in this type of clone or human, if you like, there could be a dark entity that can hybridize, can jump in, jump out, hide. Most of the dual alien humans that I observe, they know I can see them, so they'll just sit there in limbo and pretend like I can't see them. And then more of the light will come through that human. And then as soon as I leave, they'll start puppeteering that human more and more. It's very, very disturbing for me to talk about that out loud, because I've created a timeline and absolution and basically made these individuals more powerful. So I've had to err on the side of people don't know how this type of human has a swinging door where I can displace the spirit in them and still power it with a dark entity. We don't really have the words yet. We only have the discerning capability from our heart. What is a dark entity versus a light entity? Very, very difficult to explain because they all come from the same place, and that's source. All right, moving on. Boy, you're really light today, Q. Anyway, that's what I have written down here from you all. So thank you so much. Comedy with the Mermaid. Good timing. It's so fun to have, you know, a universe to play in. And it's so fun to get to play with your legacy partner. And, you know, to be able to explain the twin flame experiences and to truly know that you're participating together at a place that has the most opportunity. To find the comedy and everything in this reality is just so awesome. And what we find more and more when we go into public situations, we'll say, we're having so much fun pretending to be those people, acting like it's very serious, like, you know, buying a bus ticket. That's very so. You would like 38 cents to get on this bus. And if I don't have 38 cents, I can't get on this bus, which is going to do a circle around this town. I don't have 38 cents. In fact, I don't have any money at all. I don't actually believe in my still get on. No, you need 38 cents. All right. Very good. I will go away. So we're having fun pretending to be people we're not at times to see how unaware the people we're interacting with are or not, and if we can improve their light in them. So instead of begging, we might say to the bus driver, you know, how do you feel about, you know, me getting on the bus anyway? So the more interaction, it's not the words, the more interaction we have with them, we just look them in the eye and take a deep breath with them. If they would take the time and go, just, do you remember what it's like to be on the ocean? Is one of the reasons you have the internet, all the radios, cell phones, etc., is because you don't take the time to feel the other individual when most cases a spirit would come through the human body and say, let's get on the bus, it's fine. By the way, the bus driver probably has 37 cents in his pocket. So the sharing part and or slowing down part here is tricky when you're in society, but the mermaid has so much fun with it because she talks so slow, people almost want to strangle her because, and so this is the most loving being you're ever going to meet. And she just goes, hello. And it takes forever. It takes an hour for her to say hello. And the bus driver wants to go, as an example. We would like, the bus driver's already pissed, can't even get the sentence done. And so that's part of what life is like in comedy world with the mermaid. Is so anytime we interact with society, when we get off the reservation, we like to go play by the rules a lot just to see how foreign they are. But more importantly, can we help those people who have no clue what spirit is, meditation, source, the sun's not hot, the moon's a machine. None of they're all in time. They all want to be on these timelines that aren't theirs. They're quite convinced there is such thing as time. And it's endless, endless fun with her and I, and of course you guys and the PRQ team. So the more of those you can bring forward as we go through things. I'm always trying to get arrested too for stuff that you shouldn't be arrested for, like breathing. So I like breathing in these bodies. It's been beneficial. And so I was, if I can get, you know, case law and get arrested to prove that this, you know, natural law of spirit, you know, we're always surprised when they can't see us. They can't remember, they don't remember that we are actually, you know, light beings. They don't understand how light beings work. Why, when I tell you you're a piece of garbage, you say, I love you. That's confusing, very confusing. So now we standardize on spiritual retardation. He's not a retard. He's a spirit retard. Okay. And so you'll have a hard time getting mermaid to name anybody, judge them at all. Way better than me. Yet it is really fun to pretend like a driver's license is important. It's really fun to pretend like any law matters when you're just sitting on a park bench. It's really fun to pretend you're all these roles in some cases, these characters, and you don't have to do it anymore. There's such a lovely call. Notice this show's already been written down, what I'm going to talk about. And we inspired with this show the same topics everyone called in about. Pretty cool, isn't it? And that's how our collective consciousness works. So now we're looking around everywhere and saying, how is that fun queue? I don't like paying traffic tickets. But it is kind of funny because now we'll laugh at it because there's no measurement of speed. How could you, if there's no such thing as time, then how would you know how fast I actually am going? And by the way, who told me how fast I can drive my car? And I thought I bought the road. Wait a minute, this is an interstate. That means I bought it. So who's the guy that said I can only go 55? Well, clearly it's not Sammy Hagar. But so where did we, so that's hilarious for the mermaid and I endlessly to go from A to Z on that topic. And so why would I have, we've never had rules before. And so this is the rule how. And so we just participate with this biosphere this way and just look at it. And, you know, it's really easy to go, you know, bonkers with all these topics. And then meanwhile, the neighbors fighting with you over property lines. And so it's just endless stories. It's funny. Like you could actually own land. Here we are talking about a loyal title. It's like, I really don't want to own any land. I just don't want you around me anymore. I just want to be free on my land. Things like that. So we have a lot of fun with it. And that's my encouragement. in public, pretend to be with them, and for the most part, the tracking and tracing to create false timelines, it does slow down. So when you oppose everything, it's not a bad idea once in a while to play their game that's been installed here, and then observe when you don't play it, but still wanting to get the same outcome. So I would like to drive my car with a driver's license. Well, where did that fear come from? So obviously I don't have a driver's license and so forth. And I would, if they made it more fun, I mean, I love looking at myself when I want to prove, you know, how old the body is and where I live. That's how I remember my address. So if I didn't have that card, I wouldn't, you know my address probably. Well, you remember everything, so of course you do know your address. On that one, funny story. No, I better not tell that story. I might get in trouble with that one. Hang on. All right, I'll keep moving on here. Anyway, Mermaid does not like my antics of trying to get arrested, and I find it very funny. She does not. But the comedy I'm trying, doing my best to explain is the person that the people we're dealing with are so unaware of how much more knowledge we have. This is what you're going through. You have so much light in you now. So if you look at the people we've talked about on the shows, you know whether it's Lucia or Asha or Saskia or all these people, these incredible people. Awareness. It's not that these three are exclusive. I'm saying that the volume of knowledge they're using day in and day out when they deal with people that are not utilizing any knowledge is now fun for us, because you would probably start the conversation at the DMV, for example, or Senate, you know, talking to senators over the years, and said, there's no one there. I know, that's why I'm talking to you. Excuse me. You basically would start your conversation like this. I'm about to, first of all, it looks like you're attempting to communicate with me. Very good. I would love to communicate with you, but I'm not sure it's going to be possible. Now, of course, I've tested this out, and the next thing the person does is swear at you and tell you, because they can't feel any information. No idea what I just said. That's what we're having fun with, is pretending to be like them. And that's what I understand you're all going through right now. You're getting so savvy, you can't deal with mom anymore. You're getting so savvy, you can't deal with your sister anymore. They all think you're crazy. You have degrees of some days they get it, some days they don't. Make it fun. Make it a comedy show. And that's one of the great opportunities we have today to recognize that it is fun. However we make it fun, and just choose your battles wisely and have fun with it if you do choose to do that. All right. Next one. The book is better than the movie. All right. So this is going to be really fun. I feel that last week or week prior, we talked about how powerful your dreams are. And so this type of human, when it was engineered, it gave it, it was given a lot of opportunities to grow the light, comprehensively. And that's why the inoculation started stepping in so late in the ascension cycle, is because the bad guys who engineered this type of human, their plan was to see if they could merge and marry with us while we went through the ascension cycle. And now we can see what's going on. They realized they were losing ground, so they got to get a couple fake diseases out there. And then you have pandemics and et cetera, wars before that, more chicken pox, keep filling everybody up full of shots. And that knowledge center won't come through you, or your awareness will become stifled, misdirected. Lots of stories you've heard me say it many times. Well, the book is better than the movie is a great tool to prove that that's what you cannot touch. You cannot touch your dream state. So when you, as much as I am not a fan of English language, as you've heard us talk about today, and how I'm not a fan of books, they do prove to us that if I do read some knowledge, I do process some knowledge, and I dream about it, many people get incredible breakthroughs. So there's no way we can dismiss it. But it's really because you're using your knowledge center and your dream state through your heart. Many inventors I have seen through the years have read some form of science fiction, some form of imaginary books. Maybe it's a Star Trek, maybe it's something else. Book, they'll go ahead and work through source, their spirit, and it will solve problems. It'll teach them how to engineer something that just came innately through our natural library system, if you will, and or our collective consciousness. So that's my great encouragement for everybody is to look at that dream state. And the book is better than the movie is proof of it. The movie industry was designed to steer your dream state so you wouldn't dream. Huge fan of movies. Huge fan of looking at imagery. But if you had installed it prior to the dream state, it doesn't work. So a movie stifles the dream state. That's what I'm doing my best to explain. Whereas a book, you don't have any pictures, and you'd go, gosh, what does it look like on Mars when you're reading a book about Mars, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you all know how I'm doing my best to word it. So we're going to do our best to see how it works for each one of us when we go to make decisions. And so that's my encouragement to you today is the book is better than the movie. Well, why wouldn't we just implement that every day of our lives? And that's why Bibles are so tough on our dream state is because they're telling us what we are, where we are, and how we are. All religions have some form of that. And we need virgins. I don't know. There's a lot going on there. And there's some special guy going to come back one day, and I better pray to him too. And when it's all right within us right now. next topic. Would the light, if the light has no ego and it has no understanding of being a human, it has no understanding of being here until it's here, would the light market the light? How would it do it? How would source market itself that it was here? As you like you. Every minute of every day, as you like you. Participation. And that's why you want to be careful of these all the intensity of religion and Jesus, etc. The light is just going to come to your level, participate, and increase the light, just like you're doing. You're doing the same for everybody else. There's no words. There's no book. There's you going within, using more of the light. So the answer is, as much as I want to be your spiritual crash test dummy, really to be a light being here without the ego or the time continuums, or at least the awareness when I am and am not on time continuums, that's how we would do it, is to be catalyst. So if we look at Ron Amatron's work as a healer, and his first time at the Conscious Life Expo, whether it was 2011 or 12, I'm not sure which year it was. And he says, everything here is alien. Yeah, he's right. Because the way the body was engineered is designed to create thoughts that are not yours. And And only, as far as I can see, light beings or people who live in nature are able to stop processing vagrant thoughts. And so that's why I keep talking the way I am. So the light looks like has a marketing manager, and it's me. So I'll do my best. All right. Walking in the woods. Walking in the woods, talking to the forest people all over the world. They teach me so much. It's just fabulous. You know, all the people that call in from Oregon and Canada and so forth, and certainly on the East Coast, Texas, even Northern Arizona, Prescott, so forth. Consistently, everyone that I've talked to over the last several months and years, of course, the common ground everyone has given us a teaching is the trees, our legacy forests, are extremely stable. Even the date palm trees, maybe in California and all over the world, Africa and so forth, those are considered gods throughout the universe because they're holding ground. Obviously, they're a big part of our biosphere with oxygen. You know, never been so happy when I hear people like Ben Fulford spends his whole vacation planting trees, or at least a portion of it, and they're just so stable. And so the healing work I've done with trees, even recently, and when you work with trees on vortices, you get a lot of bang for your buck. And so I highly suggest, if you can, take a walk in the woods once a day. I feel the mermaid would echo this. The oxygen is better, and or the exchange of what you're taking in is better. Obviously, you're breathing in a lot of water too, and anything else in your biosphere. But the trees stable that out. And so when you do find a forest, talk to it before you enter, and let them know you're coming in so that they can be abreast of it. They can be aware of it. And they'll tell everybody else. So when the woods, the forest is talking underground, they're talking through the aquifers, all the other root systems, and the animals will get it too. So all the little people, the fairies, gnomes, depending on where you're at, all of those creatures, obviously Bigfoot and so forth, if you like that name, they're all going to have a resonant frequency that matches with them. And then certainly the mermaid and the nature kingdom are one in the same. And I assure you, there's always a tremendous amount of animals around her and a tremendous amount of people around her. And, you know, competing for her time isn't easy when she's the queen of the universe. It's pretty amazing. And it's very, very exciting to see her in the woods, that's for sure. So I wanted to make sure I brought that in because we don't chat about nature as much as I always intend to, because you pull from me in ways that you prefer, and I'll just keep grinding on here. I'll keep going. I've saved a section for mermaid and our tails as frogs. I'll wait till she gets in the fold here. Working with next section today, the layers of individuals now and then. All right, so hang on a second. I need to go backwards based on the demand of information you're asking. I'm going to go back to why Washington State was going to be potentially the capital of the United States of America and how the alien agenda works there real quick. If you look at if you look at where Seattle, Washington is, Bangor, NAS would be, those are all military bases, the Navy, McCord Air Force Base, tremendous amount of military up there. And then you've got the lead airplane manufacturer in the world, Boeing, certainly all the contractors that support it. The areas where I had a lot of installations out in eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, Idaho. Guess where the first nuclear bomb was made? Yeah, that's Washington State. So if we're going to make that the capital of the United States of America, potentially, we'd put all the technology there and get everyone indentured. You know, we want to get everyone rich so they will go to work. So we're going to give everybody great stock options at Microsoft. And sure enough, they'll think that's the greatest thing because epigenetically, you think money is a value. So we want to get everyone pretending they're rich and give them some toys to play with and build up that infrastructure. So that was the alien agenda and or the bad guys agenda. So one of those key components that almost was pulled off was 9/11. So 9/11 was, you saw about 5% of what 9/11 was supposed to. So in Seattle, Washington, during 9/11, you can assume that there was a very large, I believe I've talked about this before, and do your research with Corporate Report if you like. Very large barge there and other ports, so I'll use that one as an example, that was full of dirty bomb. And when I mean a large barge, I mean 300 feet long. And it was full of cars. And the PRQ team, we talked about quite a bit, strategized. And so that is some of the values I bring, is when I can see timelines there, you know, obviously with a conscious gateway, I can report it and be ahead of the game. But it, the reason I'm bringing it up is that's a curiosity to you all. What if 9/11 was six major ports in North America? They might have pulled it off. And so that's why these investigations take so long and are so diverse, because these are global. And meanwhile, other countries like Russia have all the technology and want to give it to you and want to explain it. And they have their own issues. And that's why you're not allowed to talk to Russia. That's why they're not listening to the show, because it's a compromise. That's why you don't see any Russians calling in, because they're ready to give you a lot of information, a lot. And it'll kill the game over here, and you still have a bunch of people to round up. Sorry for getting off track. So I told you that we were going to have some humor today, and I would say that we might as well start right now with introducing the mermaid.
Oh, hello.
Not so cocky now, are you?
How is that humorous that I'm here?
Because a minute ago I told mermaid jokes.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I said you appreciate good humor when we're pretending to work within the systems.
Yes.
And the one I just left off about was not necessarily humorous. How much fun we are having in the woods, and how fulfilling it is to get to go out of the woods, in the woods, out of the woods, and see what the difference is when you go to a city versus being in the woods. And I don't know if you want to talk about that or not, but we're doing walks every night in the woods, and so I just wondered if that would help. You could help a lot of people if you have the same opinion.
Just calms you down so much and brings you back to zero, you know. If you've had a hard day or you're anxious or worried about something, and I don't know, it just brings you right back down to everything's okay, slows everything down, the urgency, stress, worry. And that's on a bad day, but on a good day, then you're just skipping through and euphoria, really. It's just perfect peace in the forest or bushwalks or wherever it is you live on the planet. There's always nature, walks through the countryside. And it's like animals, nature and animals, they just can never judge you. They're just pure source and pure light. So, of course, you're going to be healed amongst it.
Right. So it's so as much as we may have better oxygen in the forest, it's really the collective of the forest changing our state of being or enhancing our state of being.
Well, and we go in with with great intention to connect with all the beings of the forest as well. So that definitely helps. We're actually going in there to speak to them and be at one with just all the elementals and the plants and everything.
Yeah, I wanted to do better. I had some pretty heavy topics before you came off your swim there. Your scales are looking mighty fine.
It sure is.
I'm always doing a better job to stay in touch on these calls with everyone regarding nature, yet there's so much information people pull on me about ascension and what's it like to live on other planets, and can you spend more time about all your memories of knowing. I'd prefer we use knowing instead of memories, but either way, it seems to me that there's an opportunity to explain why it's so valuable to work with our planet first and foremost and everything else second. Yet I haven't done a great job explaining the networking and or capacitor that does that for us. So how does it work? Is I'm doing my best to say. For me, it's just absolutely in the name. It's nature. It's natural to us, isn't it? And so you don't even need to put a process towards it or give it a line item. You have to do this to be in nature. Mm-hmm. You're just in nature. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why I have a fawn outfit now and I have hoofs. So when you make me gallop with my loincloth through the forest.
He does do an impersonation of that, for the record.
It reminds me of the Narnia character.
Yeah.
Half man, half elven or yeah. Something. I don't know what it is, but I do admire.
You're half deer.
Half deer?
Yeah, that's you.
Okay.
Frolicking in the woods.
Absolutely. I do.
Gallivanting.
I'm very fond of the antlers. I do want those back.
So handsome.
Getting yes. Thank you, my dear. Yeah, worked harder. But is there anything? I had one more last item here. Two items. But is there something you wanted to talk about before I moved on?
No, I just felt like I'd come and sit with you.
Is it okay? Is it okay to take calls next hour?
Yeah,
with people. I can tell the people that.
That'd be great.
Okay, I'm going to tell the people. Hey, people, call in. The mermaid will be here. All right, glad we got that message. Smartass. Okay. The layers of individuality around the planet is the next topic. So you can see if I'm going to track you on the internet, news, propaganda, Facebook, Twitter, etc., if I can install dialogue into your reality because you believe it's happened, is obviously the agenda for propaganda, including me right now. So when we look at the geographies now of what you're assuming is your planet or space and time of your planet, I can now compartmentalize you, and that's why homesteading is so prominent. If I can keep you in a country, and that's why all your border patrols or subcontractors or commercial, not affiliated with your life whatsoever, just an agenda. If I can keep you all in compartments, I can actually control ascension. And I mentioned the other countries that have better control of a very small population with a large geography, and now you're seeing it mature. So pretty tricky to control Mexico. They have a lot of people in a lot of area, and so they're late there. Whereas, Canada, it's very easy to control a small population with a big area, a lot of transportation. I can shut down communications. I can slow down the cell networks. I can make your queries on the internet be sideways, lose a couple emails. It's really simple. And by the way, you don't own the phone company, and there's only two you can buy from, and the same guy owns both of them. Super easy alien agenda. So now if I'm going to compartmentalize the layers through the ascension cycle, you're going to see some countries are going to be more spontaneous only because they've been stuck in a compartment. They've been told they can't move and they can't leave. And by the way, it's too expensive to move. Your Vietnamese person who makes $10 a year is not going to work when you move to downtown Los Angeles. And there's nowhere to work there anyway, except servicing somebody who needs, who wants something, maybe not needs something. Long story, right? Anyway, now with the ascension cycle right here, you're going to see geographies. You got to hear that beautiful lady today's. I had so much fun in Florida, and I'm not endorsing Florida. I'm just saying she's finding areas where the ascension cycle might work differently because people are more happy, more excited. And that's where, if we're going to agree with my statement that the alien agenda is to get you all in little islands, 50 countries in America, by the way, it's not going to, it's just not working as well to hold us down. And so that's my great encouragement, is to, even though I'd like everyone to find Eden right under their feet, there are other areas in the world where things are going very creative and very spontaneous. Is that a fair statement from your opinion and your travels around the world? What was one country that surprised you?
Like, in what way specifically?
What was a country you spent time in where there was less rules and more freedom, as an example? And this is my statement. That helps the ascension cycle.
Yeah, I've always been so drawn to, I was like lucky enough to travel so much when I was growing up. My mum was a big traveler, like how I've ended up. But we had something in common, her being who she is and me being who I am. We always knew in our spirits that like the control systems are false here. So as a kid, I even knew that. So I always loved going to like the developing countries, just always loved it, as did she. So I grew up going to many I guess developing countries we call them, but all over the world, Africa and a lot of Southeast Asia, all over Africa. My mum was from South Africa, so you know, there's just so much freedom. They don't have the control like we do, and Mexico and all those kind of, there's just all those places, Central America, South America. And I personally love that because I feel like I'm just not being controlled at every step of the way like the Western countries. I don't know if that answers your question, but just the way, I know a lot of people wouldn't feel the same way as me. They find the lack of governance scary and they're intimidated by the lack of rules and this perceived chaos of those type of countries. But to me, it's like organized chaos. It's great. The traffic, the roads, just the mayhem. I love it.
Yeah. Now, don't say the name of the movie, but you said that you remember a movie, mm-hmm. Italian based, and the model was a contradiction about when you're going to do something, when you're not.
It was about, they were just saying Americans or like Westerners, but Americans will work all week and work so hard to the bone. And then by the weekend, they're so exhausted that they'll put on their sweatsuit and watch Netflix, and an ad will tell them to, you deserve a break, have a beer or whatever, you know, the ad is, and then they'll do it. And the Italians are like, this was, it was just in a movie. We were joking about how it's pretty accurate. And the Italians are like, we don't need to be told to have a break. That's all we do. It's the sweetness of doing nothing. They just, you know, it's a different way of living, a slower pace, not answering to people as much and just slow it down. So those, in answer to your question, there is probably a lot of happiness in a lot of the countries where everyone's a little slower, less stress, right?
But what if you're late?
All that pressure we're given, just with bills and rules and whatnot, is just a lot of pressure on our plate to keep us distracted and keep us away from just time enjoying ourselves, the sweetness of doing nothing.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, let's see how we're doing for time here. Okay, so top of the hour,
PRQ. I think we're going to take a little bit of a break. I've been going at it pretty hard today. Is there any other topics you want to talk about?
No, I was just going to listen in and follow your lead.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's make sure in 40 minutes you all call in. And before that, I'll have a few more words. So, BBS, I'm going to cut her short today just so I can get my vocal cords a break. But here, let's finish with something else here. Thank you, everybody, for your submittals, by the way. Incredible. Thank you for your subscriptions, prescriptions, the donations. I'm in shock and awe. It's been an incredible journey so far, and I'm so proud to get to do this with you. And so I'm going to close out today's Inspired with Q with a couple words from repeat offender. Maybe me. It's up to you. I'm not selling any t-shirts. I don't know why I would fib about this stuff. But anyway, when the angels fall. So high above the world tonight, the angels watch us sleeping. And underneath a bridge of stars, we dream in safety's keeping. Perhaps the dream is dreaming us. Soaring with the seagulls, perhaps the dream is dreaming us. Astride the backs of eagles. When the angels fall, shadows on the wall, and the thunders call, something haunts us all. When the angels fall, when the angels falls. Take your father's cross, excuse me, gently from the wall, a shadow still remaining. See the churches fall in mighty arcs of sound and all that they are containing. Yet the ragged souls of all the ragged men looking for their lost homes shuffle to the ruins from the leveled plain to search among the tombstones. When the angels fall, shadows on the wall, and the thunders call, something haunts us all. When the angels fall, when the angels fall. These are my feet. These are my hands. These are my children, and this is my demand. Bring down the angels. Cast them from my sight. I never want to see a million suns at midnight. Your hands are empty. The streets are empty. You can't control us. You can't control us. You can't control us. You can't control us anymore. When the angels fall, peace on earth. When the angels fall. Thank you, everyone. And that was Sting, When the Angels Fall. All right, BBS, I'm going to call it for 35 minutes. Maybe we should say hi to our company. Nah, we won't give them that. We won't give it to them. Much love, you guys. Much love, BBS.
See you soon.
See you in 40 minutes.
Bye. 35.